just go out there and make a speech there sometime. Say we want you. Won't get...
Peace Corps is a pretty good plan. They get to go out there and they interview people, and they get them interested, and they talk about what the Peace Corps is like. And you can talk about the interesting aspects of it.
Hello?
Mr. President, Speaker McCormick is calling you.
All right. Yes, will you?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I got John Dent here with me and Carl on the minimum wage.
Yes.
Now, John says that he understood it was one... As I told you last night when I talked with him, that he understood it was 140 one year, and the 150 the next year, the following September, and 160 the following September.
And, now, does he say he understood me to say that to him?
Now, wait a minute now. Suppose I put him on. And then I'll get on the other phone, all right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Mr. President.
Yes, John.
Why, yes, we understood each other perfectly. From February to February. A two-step jump. However, as I explained to you then, that I said that if I can't sell this, I will not go along with them for 2 years, a jump from 40 to $1.60 and 67. I would try to work out some way that we would have the $1.60 and 68. When I went to the labor people, as you directed me to talk to them and to talk to Mr. Wirtz, the labor people took about 2 hours. They had to get a hold of Dubinsky. Dubinsky and Potofsky take the position that they were promised to raise last year, and they postponed their final contract agreements because they were waiting for a raise in the minimum, which they based their primary rates on in the garment industry. And they said they would not, under any conditions, go along with any proposal that would not start in 1966. So then, knowing that and working with them, we finally got them to agree to take $1.40 in 1966 and to postpone this $1.60 to 1968 by having an intermediate step of $1.50.
Well, I haven't agreed to that intermediate, and y'all can include me out if you want to, but what I did agree to with them, I'm not in on your negotiations with them, but my negotiations were $1.40 and $1.60. That's what I told you the other day.
Right.
I told you that I would explore as a courtesy to you because you asked to see me and you asked for me to consider what you suggested, that I would explore that with our council and our people here. I have had them looking into it. I haven't had a report back from them. But when I'm told that it's been agreed to $1.40 and $1.50 and $1.60, well, then that's something that I don't agree to because our people turned that down originally before Miami and just told me. Well, you didn't ever mention it to me, so I didn't know it.
I said that as an alternative.
Nobody talked to me about $1.40 or $1.50 or $1.60 until yesterday, except before.
I called Mr. Wirtz the same day that I was in your office as you directed me to, sir.
Yeah.
I called Mr. Wirtz and told him that the labor boys had rejected the $1.40 and $1.60 in 68.
Yeah.
And that they had proposed it would go along on the $1.40, $1.50, $1.60.
What we had an agreement.
He was going to see you that night, sir.
Yeah, what we had an agreement was, John, with the members on both sides. We've talked to them in the House and the Senate. We've talked to the labor people. We've told them what I can afford to support. And what I can sign is $1.40 and $1.60. That's what I had agreement with the speaker about. That's what I've talked to every person about. Now, this new thing is just a new kind of a quickie that I don't know a thing about, except that when it was raised before Wirtz went to Miami, our people looked at it and said it would be disastrous, that it raised the wages in 67, the inflation year, that it is very dangerous to us. And they do not want a raise in 67. So, well, Mr. Wirtz may know. I'm not saying that Mr. Wirtz doesn't know, and I'm not saying that he didn't see you. All I'm saying is that we turned down 140, 150, 160 before the Miami meetings on the ground that we cannot take it, $1.50 in the year 67.
Now, let me ask you a question. Labor proposed an alternative or suggested one, which I wouldn't even take up because I thought it would be not even considered. And I took up with words exactly what you said, and he said, I'll see the president tonight. And the next morning I called him. Then he said, well, that's where I expected it to be. Now, I don't know that he didn't talk to you.
No word.
I called your office, and you had gone to Texas over the weekend. Now, we met yesterday. Now, here's what we could get. I'm sure that if that's still the proposal, I cannot get them to start in February of next year.
Yeah.
They said they would.
Well, I don't care about that.
To starting in September of this year at $1.40.
Yes.
It's going to January 1968 for the $1.60.
Well, I don't know. I'm studying with September 68.
They won't. All they tell me they wouldn't buy it. I can put it in the bill.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, I'll put it in the bill.
Yeah. Well, let me. That was our agreement, and let me check it and see if what problems they have in moving it up from September 68 as far up as they can get it. But our proposal is $1.40 in September. 66 and $1.60 in September 68, which I told you and which I've told all the members and which we have had a majority to agree to.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't in on that. Only I know.
Well, we just talked to each one individually. I understood Henry Wilson had talked to you about the $1.40 and $1.60.
I told him exactly what the agreement was. I told him last night when he called why the labor turned it down. They said Dubinsky and Potofsky said that they had did not receive the increase last year when they were led to get it, and that they just would not go along without at least the intermediate step. They would concede to wait till 1968 for the $1.60. Now, I don't care if they don't, if the administration says $1.40, $1.60, they name the dates, that's what'll be in the bill.
Okay.
For the administration. Is
Doc Powell, too. May I put him on? Is Doc Powell.
All right.
President.
Yes, Adam Powell.
The lighter.
So you on television is pretty good, that color television.
Yeah, really?
You're getting to be a movie star.
My medium, I'm colored.
You sound like a movie star on it.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. If I could get that salary, I'd leave you. I don't give a doggone about Dubinsky or Potofsky, because they've never done anything for me except to oppose me every year for 22 years.
Well, what we'll do is...
With you, as I told you, the White House.
I know that. And we're doing all right, I think. Are you going to come down tomorrow for the swearing-in?
Who's
Bremer?
Going to swear in tomorrow?
Andy Bremer.
Oh, I thought you were going to swear me in.
No, you ought to come down here.
Yeah, good man, but I'm working on the poverty hearings. They're going beautifully badly.
That's good. Well, you keep those in your committee. Don't you let them set up a special committee.
Don't worry. But... back to minimum wage.
I want, you've been raising hell with me about some Negroes. I want them to be lending some money instead of borrowing it.
Yeah?
So that's why I put him on the Federal Reserve. I want to show them what we're going to do.
I buy the same package. September of this year and February of 68.
Well, ours was September of 66 and September of 68, but let me...
February, and,
let me look at see what they say. Let me
quickly, because we can roll this out in one day.
All right, I'll let you.
John, hold on.
I'll check it during the day.
We
had everybody agreed on September 66 and September 68. The labor boys want to make one little final dash for this $1.50, but they put it in a year when our economists tell us we. It will ruin our inflation picture. Now, I'm afraid to rely on Alex Rose and Potofsky to run the federal economy from New York. They're busy up there with Lindsay, and I don't know whether they are looking at the whole picture. And we had everybody agreed to $1.40, $1.60, September 66, September 68. But they keep coming in with something that kind of fuzzies it up some. Now, John told me that he would like to have $1.40 in February 67 and $1.60 in February 68. I told him I would explore it. We are exploring it, but I haven't got an answer. Now, they vetoed that, so I won't consider that anymore. I'll go back to the $1.40 of 66 and $1.60. 60 of 68 and see what date we can get in 68 and get as much as they dare let us go. I want to give the minimum wage just as much as I can because they're at the bottom of the lever. But I don't want their dollar to be worth a quarter.
Well, in other words, you'll explore about $1.60, $1.40 in September, and then what time in 68?
That's right. And
in September.
That's right, and I'll get in touch with you.
I'd get as quick as possible to get things pretty well worked out.
Thank you.
Now, you understand that, John Dent?
I understand it perfectly.
No.
I think that if we can get the proposal that you just mentioned, that we ought to be able to get it without any too much reaction on the part of certain.
Well, we had planned September both years.
Yeah, yeah, sir, and I told you that we were up against a situation where Wirtz and Meany were throwing daggers at each other, and we had members of the floor that had come to me awful disturbed not to want to make a decision in an election year between the administration and labor. They would like to have worked out a compromise whereby we could both live with it, and that's exactly what I've tried to do.
You better tell the labor people that, because we thought we had it in $1.40 and $1.60.
They told me that Mr. Meany had never been approached on a two-step, and I said, well, I don't know because I'm not in on the White House negotiations. I'm led to believe that you people have agreed on a two-step deal.
No.
He said, absolutely not.
No, I don't. I don't think Meany has agreed to two steps. I don't think that they have ever agreed to it. I don't think they.
Has he ever asked you to talk to
anybody? Yeah, yeah, he called me from Florida, and we're going to talk. We haven't, but we're going to.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, whatever you finally decide, that'll be in the bill.
I understand right. You're going to look and see how much forward from September 68 you can bring up.
If any. We've agreed on September 66 and 68. Now I'm going to see if they can move it forward any. I would personally like to move it as much as I could without great damage because of two reasons, how poor the people are at the bottom, and then I'd like to get it away from that election and move it up as far as I could.
No, I understand.
I'll get in touch with you.
All right.